This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRN reporting the Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour update. Today I'm talking with Sean Oldie, General Manager of Oldie Seeds near Palmer, Kansas. Sean, how are the crops doing around your area and around the different regions?
Yeah, so in our area, if you miss the windstorms and the hail, overall I think the corn is average to above average. In some areas around us, it'll be a record dryland crop, and I think the irrigated crop looks great too. The soybeans, they got a ton of potential yet. Need a couple more rains to get them finished out. And even the milo crop looks pretty good, which I guess is to be expected if the beans are looking good. Across the state, I think the dryland overall could be down a little bit, where I think the irrigated, to me this looks like some of the best irrigated corn that I've seen. But we'll let the combines, I guess, tell the story there.
What harvest activities are going on in your area?
Silage harvest has been underway for a while now. And then high moisture corn also has started. So we're getting some yield results that are coming in right now.
How is the silage plot harvest going?
One thing I love doing is putting hybrids to the test. You know, if I'm a farmer, I need the most tons possible. And if I'm the buyer, I want a good quality product. So that is why we have developed our Dairy Ready programs. We harvested our Dairy Ready silage plot just a little over a week ago, and that was around Lynn. We're waiting on the samples that we sent off for analysis to come back before those results can be posted, but those should be coming out shortly.
Sean, how did your recent field day go?
It was a lot of fun. It was a successful day. It was the largest turnout we've ever had. Mother Nature cooperated for us. To be at the research farm in the morning, so the weather was nice there, and then it was fun listening to Mitch Holthus speak in the afternoon, and he talked about the importance of families getting along and having a succession plan, and that's whether it's a farming family or whether it's the Hunt family, and we all know how successful the Chiefs organization has been, so it was really kind of cool how he tied those together with farming families. I got to see the Super Bowl rings, which I didn't think would be that impressive until I seen them. Then I realized that was more impressive than I originally had thought.
Could you please tell us more about the Know2Grow research program?
Know2Grow wants to test for a farmer's everyday challenges and help inform them to help make a better decision, essentially. And that's whether it's fertility practices, biologicals, fungicides, seed populations, planting dates, the list goes on. But at the end of the day, being a Kansas company that we are, we're committed to finding the best seed solutions for Kansas farmers to help them become more profitable and successful. Family farms are extremely important to our business, and we want to be sure that we can help them implement their own succession plans with their sons or their daughters or family members.
Well, thank you, Sean. We've been talking with Sean Oldie, General Manager for Oldie Seed Farms near Palmer, Kansas. This has been the Oldie Seeds Fall Harvest Tour update. I'm Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.